I guess it helps if I put this on my face. There, now you can hear me. God is good. And all the time. See, you guys always look at the sound man to see what the problem is. It was me. Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you here to First Church. I'm the pastor here, and it's just awesome to see each and every one of you on this gorgeous day. Isn't this an awesome day so far? Hopefully it will remain so. Amen?
Amen.
You ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
I am excited about today. Matter of fact, and Doug, I'd like you to cue up that what we showed earlier while we got everybody's attention. And just in a minute, I want to show it again because I think it's kind of funny. Taking off the Mac versus PC commercials. So see what you guys think. I think a lot of you were talking, which is great. But hey, if you would get your announcement sheets out, the announcements have been running up here. I don't want to take much time, but I want to lift up a couple things. Number one, there's a swimming pool out on the table in the entryway of the church. And that is for Vacation Bible School offerings. If you would like to give specifically to support Vacation Bible School on your way out or at some point today, if you would be willing to put your gift in that swimming pool, that would really be awesome, number one. Number two, we need some muggers. In this church, that means folks that hand out mugs to those who have visited for the first time. It is a great ministry, and we're just trying to revamp it from the ground up. And so if you're interested in doing that, any part of that, not necessarily delivering the mugs, just any part, please fill this out. Put it in the offering plate, if you would. If you have a child or a grandchild or a great-grandchild that you would like to attend Vacation Bible School, make sure you fill this pink sheet out and put that in the offering plate as well. Here are some supplies that Vacation Bible School needs. So make sure you take a good close look at that. Also, this is an important thing. If you would like to sponsor a child for Vacation Bible School, would you please fill this out with the amount that you would sponsor and your name and telephone and put that in the offering plate. We will have a full offering plate, Jay, by the end. I know that. So, but anyway, a lot of great announcements on this. I learned the first service, it's Canary. This is Canary. Guys, keep that in mind. This is what Canary looks like. All the women in the room know that, but us guys, looks good in yellow to me. But anyway, take a close look at this. This is our announcements for this week and what's going to happen. So please take a close look at that. And as you'll learn from Jay later, we'll keep that by your prayer chair as you take it home. Also, we are having 6 youth as well as several adults from this community and several from this church going to junior high church camp with Jamie and I this week. And we just ask that you keep all of us in your prayers as the sponsors taking care of junior high kids all week and as the kids putting up with the sponsors, I guess. So, but anyway, if you would keep all of us in your prayers, we would greatly appreciate that. You know, 80% of the pastors that serve answered the call at church camp. It is a powerful week for youth, and it is just something that we want to continue to support and grow in that support of the camps in the state of Missouri. It would be great if we had to take our van or even rent a bus some year to take all the kids to church camp from this church and this community. It is a powerful week for our youth, and so I appreciate your support. We appreciate your support in that regard. Are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
Amen. You guys look ready to go. We will have an opening prayer, and then we'll listen to our prelude as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Oh, one thing as we do that. Does everyone have a ribbon? Raise your hand if you do not have a ribbon. Okay, I believe my son Paul was walking around with a handful of ribbons earlier. If you would keep those hands up, he's going to make sure you get a ribbon. Those are going to be used at the end of the service, so if you would keep hold of those, and you'll understand more at the end of the sermon. So, do we have anybody up here who does not have a ribbon? We got 2, 3 up here that do not have a ribbon, and then keep your hands up out there. He'll catch up with you, okay? Yes. Thank you. My understanding is that all the cooks, or most of the cooks, will be gone next week. And so they are canceling the United Methodist Men Breakfast. that is typically at 7:30 next Sunday. So keep that in mind. Change your calendar if you have to. No men's breakfast next Sunday. Okay? All right. While he's handing those out, keep your hands up and let's say the opening prayer this morning. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for this gorgeous day. We thank you, Lord, that we have another day which to give you glory and honor and to worship you on this special Sunday, Lord. We ask for your powerful anointing to be with us as we come together. We ask that you help us focus our hearts and our minds upon you, Lord, as we do come together to worship you, to give you glory and praise. And dear God, we just ask that as you anoint us in Jesus' name, that your light would shine in all the dark places of our souls. And as we know, darkness flees when your light shines. Amen. We just give you thanks and praise. Anoint us so strongly today, God, that all evil and negative thoughts run from this place. Run from the square of Warsaw because of your power in this place. Dear God, make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.